السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. بصير هو علي. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, we are insisted that the mother has said, those listening who are receivers, we are in the month of Rajab, and we all know that it is the month in which the Miraj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took place. The real significance is of that Miraj that took place of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in that particular Rajab. So tonight I've decided to read to you with a little bit of explanation of my own from Hazrat Maulana Abdul Shakur Deen Puri Rahmatullah Alayhi's one bayan, which gives us the gist of Mi'raj. If we have to discuss Mi'raj in detail, we can go on and on and on. There are so many lessons that can be taken from that incident in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which was unique. No Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was blessed with that kind of miraj as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with. Many a times we have discussed this, especially when we have talks on miraj. The background to the Mi'raj has been discussed, that how the Muslims and how the Ummah was going through very, very difficult and trying times. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he had lost his wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was his backbone and support. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lost his uncle. The boycott which had been on for almost 3 years that had just ended. The persecution, the torture, and the trouble, and the difficulties and hardships that the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een enduring was unparalleled. Now at that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken for Mi'raj. So without going into all those details, because as I said, that I want to read out to you from this very beautiful bayan, or some sections of it.
آقا تیری معراج کے تو لوح و قلم تک پہنچا، آقا تیری معراج کے تو لوح و قلم تک پہنچا، اور میری معراج کے میں تیرے قدم تک پہنچا.
او نبی و اللہ تبارک و تعالی، یو معراج that you passed all the seven heavens, you passed the Sidratul Muntaha, and you were brought into the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is your Mi'raj. And my Mi'raj is that I reach your footsteps. Following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, being truly obedient to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the Mi'raj of the mu'min. Like that, we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mentioned that as-salatu mi'rajul mu'mineen, acts. But he says the true miraj of the mu'min and the believer of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is that he becomes a true and obedient slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. That is the miraj of the mu'min. So he says, Aqa teri miraj ke tu lauho qalam tak pahuncha aur meri miraj ke main tere qadam tak pahuncha. Person has to reach that qadam of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the feet mubarak, then we will say that that person has got miraj.
Hazrat chale miraj par balaghal ula bi kamalihi. Hazrat chale miraj par balaghal ula bi kamalihi. Andhera tha ujala hua kashafad duja bi jamalihi. Unke khasail nek the حسنت جمیع خصالہ. ان کے خصائل نیک تھے حسنت جمیع خصالہ. مالک نے تحفہ یہ دیا صلو علیہ وآلہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
شیخ سعدی رحمت اللہ علیہ, beautiful balaghal ula bi kamalihi. Many, many people have on the scale of the same balaghal ula bi kamalihi in Urdu, in Arabic, in Persian, and in different languages express the same sentiments. We have to just discuss that balaghal ula bi kamalihi kashafad duja bi jamalihi حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. In which aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life has been omitted in this ashar, in this Naat Sharif of four lines? In just Hasunat Jamiyo Khiswali, all the characteristics of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. First of all, in the Walaghal Ulabi Kamali, he reached the heights that we can't even imagine because of his Kamal. So whether we talk about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Jamal, or we talk about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Kamal, talk about his characteristics, his traits, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sifat and his attributes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, his ibadat, his muamlat, his muasharat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's generosity, his kindness, his sincerity, his taqwa and piety, his closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his ma'rifat, is a Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's humility, his tawazu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's duas. How much can a person discuss? He can go on his whole life, he will never be able to cover it up. Therefore, this is one of those maqbool Naat Sharifs in just four lines. So without going into any detailed explanation in this particular majlis, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Shakur Din Puri Ramatullah was a very great Qudru, great Waliullah, great Alim, great Muhaddith. And he said that I had made dua when I went for Hajj. So when he went for Hajj, his first Hajj, first time he was, went to Makkah Mukarrama. Then he said, Allah Multazam, I made dua. That Ya Allah, bless me with the hafiza, with the memory that you blessed Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu with, and the memory that you gave to, you mentioned a few other names. So he said, Alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted the dua. He was like a walkie-talkie library. like Hazrat Mullah Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, that after 40 years also if someone had to ask him that where about or what is the reference for a certain fact or some Hadith Sharif and something that he read 40 years ago, he will say, go to the library, take out a certain kitab and on page so and so, third paragraph, all the details, and the person goes and opens will find it exactly there. So these were the gifts that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to those people in the past, so that they may preserve the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his pristine purity. The other gift that he had was rhyming and using synonyms, analogies, etc. So he said, Ulama-i kiram, mukarram, solaha-i izam, biradaran-i islam, khairul anam, ke ghulam, khairul anam ke ghulam. Addressing the audience, he said, Miraj Allah Ta'ala ki qudrat ka shahkar hai, Miraj mu'jiza aqa-e namdar hai, مکہ سے لے کر بیت المقدس تک کو قرآن کی اصطلاح میں اسلام کی اصطلاح میں اسراء کہتے ہیں. بیت المقدس وراء الورا سدرۃ المنتہا ثم دنا فتدلا فکان قاب قوسین او ادنا الى رب العلا. This is not the ayat of the Quran Sharif, it's his explanation. Usko Mehraj kehte hai. Says Mehraj is a very, very unique journey of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is a mu'jiza of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, unmatched, unparalleled. From Makkah Sharif to Baitul Muqaddas, the journey is called Isra. And thereafter, from there, above the seven heavens, to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is called Mi'raj. That is in a nutshell. Of course, we are not discussing all the things that happened before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Mi'raj took place. I'm just giving you the gist of Mi'raj. Isra ka munkir kafir hai. A person who denies and rejects, he says it cannot take place, it could not have happened that in such a short period of time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is taken from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa and from there above the seven heavens and it returns in such a short while. He says that cannot happen. So the person who rejects that, the person who rejects Isra, because Quran Sharif has clearly stated, Subhanallazi asra fi abdihi laylam min al-Masjid al-Aqsa in al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa. So this part of Isra, if any person rejects it, then that person is out of the pale of Islam. So in this discussion, he says, I'm going to talk about why did Mi'raj take place. Mi'raj kyun hua? Sirf khulasa pesh karna hai. کہ دنیا کو پتا چل جائے کہ جتنا اس زمین اور دھرتی سے عرش کرسی اور آسمان اونچا ہے اتنا زمین والوں سے میرے محبوب کی شان ہے. To show the people that in your sight how high the skies and the heavens and everything else is, when we talk about the skies, when we talk about the stars, when we talk about عرش and کرسی of Allah تبارک و تعالی, we talk about سدرت المنتہا. All these things are high. So to show that higher than all that is the shan of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can come near his shan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after him, the greatest. La yumkinu thana kama kana aqquhum. Ba'das khuda wasruktu ye qissa mukhtasa. Mi'raj kyun hua? مقصد یہ تھا کہ جو چیز جس کے لیے بنائی گئی ہے وہ اس کو ایک رات میں دکھائی دے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ created the entire universe. He created man jinn, all the different worlds, the sun, the moon, the stars, waters of the ocean, and everything else that we see. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had intended sending Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam onto this earth. So everything was created for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say that was the khulasa. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to show in the night of Miraj to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. In that journey he went within a short period of time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed him everything that was created for him. Everything Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed it to him. Miraj kyun hua? Why did Miraj take place? Bataya gaya hai ke jahan jahan meri rububiyat hai, kamli wale wahan tak teri nubuwat hai. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. First, it was his noor that was created, and he had already been made the Nabi until the day of Qiyamah. Different Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam came in their own times. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam came last of all the Nabis, and after him there is going to be no other Nabi. But his nubuwat, to show that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when it was announced that he is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on earth, then from that time now, wherever is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rububiyat, Allah ta'ala is nourishing, he is sustaining. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, nubuwat is also everywhere. If there is some creation that is in the skies, say if our scientists have to launch some kind of spaceship and they land somewhere where they find human beings, or they find what they are always talking about, aliens. Then whether the aliens or the human beings or whatever they may be, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nubuwat will be also for them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from the time that his nur was created, from the time he was made Nabi, right up to the day of Qiyamah, wherever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rububiyat is, he will find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nubuwat. معراج کیوں ہوا زلیخا نے عورتوں کو جمع کیا کہ میرے یوسف کو دیکھو اللہ تعالیٰ نے پوری کائنات کے انبیاء اور فرشتوں کو جمع کیا کہ میرے محمد کو دیکھو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم زلیخا gathered all those ladies who were making a mockery of her that where did you fall in love with a slave so she gathered them to see Everybody knows the story. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was then made to pass by, they had been given some lemon or orange or whatever fruit and a knife. So instead of cutting the fruit, they cut their fingers. So that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was given such beauty. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing to the entire world, and not only to the entire world, but even to the angels, then look at my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they only cut their fingers. But the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, in the love of Rasul-i-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they even gave their lives. They had given their hearts, and they gave their lives also. What Jamal Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must have given Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبِ فَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَعْبُ زلیخہ نے عورتوں کو جمع کیا تھا کہ میرے یوسف کو دیکھو اللہ تعالیٰ نے پوری کائنات کے انبیاء اور فرشتوں کو جمع کیا کہ میرے محمد کو دیکھو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم The 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that were gathered at Masjid al-Aqsa in the night of Miraj, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed to them that this is my Nabi. This is my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we can discuss each of this in great detail, but we just want to move on. معراج اس لیے ہوا کہ عرش کرسی لوح و قلم تمام آسمان سب مخلوق ہے تو جب سب سے اونچا جا رہا ہے وہ اشرف المخلوقات ہے. ایوری تھنگ دیٹ ہیز بین کریٹڈ از مخلوق, اٹ از اے کریشن آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی. دا بیوٹیفل فل مون, دا سن, دا مون, دا اسٹارز, اینڈ ان اینی تھنگ دیٹ یو سی بیوٹی اور ان اینی تھنگ دیٹ یو سی سم کائنڈ آف کمال اینڈ گریٹنس, ان اینی تھنگ دیٹ یو سی سم کائنڈ آف جمال, ان اینی تھنگ دیٹ یو سی سم کائنڈ آف perfection, then the most beautiful of all, the one who is the highest in the creation, the one who enjoys the status of ashraful, that ashraful makhluqat is Nabiye Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best in the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
معراج یوں ہوا کہ سب کو جبرائیل کے واسطے سے عطیات ملے. آج جبرائیل کو بھی کھڑا رہنے دیا, واسطے کو ختم کر دیا, فرمایا جو کچھ نبوت کے لائق عطا بلا واسطہ آج اپنے محبوب کو دے دیا.
جبرائیل کے واسطے سے عطیات ملے. ایوری تھنگ دیٹ کیم ان دس ورلڈ ٹو دی انبیاء علیہم الصلوۃ والسلام, the wahi that was brought was by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and the gifts were given by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removed any in between medium, that's direct. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for Mi'raj, and he blesses Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directly, the 5 times salat, the last 10 verses of Surah Baqarah. Now all these things were given directly, right up in the heavens, right up in the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there was no medium now. To show that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after him greatest is Nabiye Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the closest to him is Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mehboob of Rabbul Alameen is Nabiye Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خاتم الانبیاء والمرسلین از نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جمیلوں میں اجمل, شریفوں میں اشرف, کاملوں میں اکمل, تاجدار مدینہ احمد مصطفیٰ محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از دا گریٹسٹ آفٹر آل. Therefore, the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also at Sidratul Muntaha, he said, now even if I have to go a hair breadth forward, I will burn. He said, even if I have to go a hair breadth forward, then I will burn to ash. He couldn't move further than that. He accompanied him right till there, and then he said, I cannot go any further. Therefore, some poet had said beautifully, سدرت المنتہا پر جو پہنچے نبی, انور صابری سے, سدرت المنتہا پر جو پہنچے نبی, سر جھکا کر یہ جبریل کہنے لگے. سدرت المنتہا پر جو پہنچے نبی, سر جھکا کر یہ جبریل کہنے لگے, اے حبیب خدا اب سوا آپ کے, اے حبیب خدا اب سوا آپ کے, اس سے آگے جو جائے گا جل جائے گا. سدرت المنتہا پر جو پہنچے نبی, سر جھکا کر یہ جبریل کہنے لگے, اے حبیب خدا اب سوا آپ کے, اس سے آگے جو جائے گا جل جائے گا. اے حبیب خدا اب سوا آپ کے, اس سے آگے جو جائے گا جل جائے گا. There are 4 kinds of creation: Nuri, Nari, Khaki, and Abi. 4 types of creation. One is Nuri, created out of Nur, that's the angels. But no one in the Nuri creation was given Nubuwat. Neither was Jibreel given Nubuwat, nor Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, nor Israfil, nor Israel, nor the millions and millions of billions and billions of farishtas. So nobody amongst them was given any kind of Nubuwat. Then if you have to take the Nari, created out of fire, the Jinnat, who trouble human beings quite a bit nowadays. But amongst them also you find the pious and the righteous too. So no one amongst the Jinnat was also given Nubuwat. We never heard of anybody that was Jinn and he was given Nubuwat. Then we take the Abi, meaning from the water, the fish, and all the other creatures of the ocean, and the lakes and the rivers, none of them were given any kind of Nubuwat. The Nubuwat was given to a human being. And the greatest of all the human beings was Nabiyye Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is a great sharaf, it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which He blessed Nabiyye Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. Now if we have to say that He is not a human being, so then we are finding a way out, because we don't want to make amal, we don't want to follow, we don't want to obey. So we say He was not a human being, He was a farishta. So now farishta, we will say, doesn't eat, doesn't drink, doesn't marry, doesn't conduct business, doesn't do anything. So then we don't have to do anything. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the greatest in the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was a human being, but unlike us, with his eyes he could see behind him also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hands, when the water had finished in one of the battles, so he puts his fingers into the container and the water gushes forth from his fingers. Animals come and complain to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. A camel came and said something in the ear of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He looked for the owner of that camel. Who is the owner? Apparently he was overloading it or overworking it and not really looking after it. Now we can go into details of all that. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was human but unlike us. The eyes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the saliva of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the feet mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the number of mu'jizat with all this. But we're not going in that direction. So here we say, Mi'raj kyun hua? Mi'raj isliye hua ke Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was given, everything was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was the highest, or the greatest ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave. Because no one in this world, not even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, were able to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No one. It's only Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had him prepared for that mulaqat. Allah Ta'ala had him prepared for that. Therefore that shara sadar took place, or that removal of the heart and washing in the water of zamzam and replacing of the heart and all those things that are mentioned, that took place so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam may be able to undertake this journey and he may be able to see with his own eyes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For us, 120 times you have heard that we will have to wait till Jannat. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes us into Jannat and we make dua that Allah ta'ala overlooks, forgives our faults, our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and He makes it easy for us on the day of Qiyamah also, without any questioning, without any reckoning, with His favor, with His kindness, with His mercy, He causes us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning. Then in Jannat we will be able to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just as we stand on the ground and see the full moon. And nobody has any kind of difficulty in seeing it.
unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi aaj nazron ki miraj hogi ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi.
So therefore he says, Miraj kyun hua? Farmaya, mujhe koi bhi na dekh saka, na dikhaye to koi nabi bhi nahi dekh sakta. Mere anwar ko agar koi dekh sakta hai, to sirf Amina ka lal dekh sakta hai.
If there is anyone who has got that kind of istidad to see me, it is Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اللہ تعالیٰ کے بلانے کا کیا انداز ہے؟ خدا نے سواری کا انتظام کیا, 70,000 فرشتوں کو بھیجا, جبرائیل کو آپ کے قدموں میں بھیجا, جنت سواری گئی, جہنم کے دروازے بند کر دیے گئے, قبر کا عذاب اٹھا دیا گیا, حوروں کو تعینات کیا گیا, 124,000 انبیاء کو استقبال کے لیے بلایا گیا, پوری امت کے اعمال سامنے رکھے گئے, جنت و جہنم کے مناظر دکھانے کا بندوبست کیا گیا. یہ سارے کام رات کے مختصر وقت میں کیے گئے. پھر رات کو محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے انوارات کی تجلی ہونے لگی. نبی کو صرف رحمان بلا سکتا ہے اپنے یہاں. Now that is the gist of Allah تبارک و تعالی. Look at the kind of arrangement he makes. 70,000 angels. And even today and up till the day of Qiyamah, at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also 70,000 angels come down. They won't get another opportunity. They make salam and they go. Allah تبارک و تعالی, who can question him? It is his choice. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any person with a little bit of sense, a little bit of aqal, he will understand that it was impossible, or it's impossible for any ordinary human being to bring about such kind of revolution in the society as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought. In just 23 years of his life of nubuwat, just look at, that is after he received the crown of Nubuwat in the cave of Hira. As I said, that he was Nabi from the time of birth. But this information, this crown was given to him from that time, just 23 years. There to this 3 years plus minus is called Fatrat-e-Wahi. The Wahi was dropped. Therefore Surah Wadduha discusses that. And then when he started coming again, then look at the difficulties, the hardships, the battles, battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, battle of Khandaq. Then they're going through Makkah Sharif, they are stopped at Hudaybiyah, they have to return, then they again go. And all the other battles in between, and the Ghazawat and Sariyah, everything, if you have to look at it, where there was time really. But look at the revolution, look at the changes, look at the inqilab that he brought. It is only Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's kamal. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to him, to bring him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have just made some arrangement to bring him up. But to show his shan, that so many angels, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and Buraq, and from there to Masjid Aqsa, and gathered all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them that arwah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who is the creator. So he gathered them there again to make istiqbal, to welcome Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a kind of welcome. If we have the king of some country or some president of a country or some prime minister of a country and we have to arrange some kind of welcome for him, then who will be in that gathering of people who will be welcoming? Will there be any Nabi there in that gathering? Anyone who received wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Of course, you may get some bogus Nabi. Recently also, somebody claimed nubuwat. in Pakistan. Mirza Ghulam was there with him. After him, two lot of them came. When I went to Mauritius a few years ago, so they also, they said somebody was claiming Nubuwat. They used to do mesmerism. If you go there to them, they mesmerize you. And the danger is you may even become this murid also. He went to argue with him, one student went to argue with the person that they cannot be another prophet after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the shocking thing was that the student also accepted him and remained behind. Afterwards, when he came out of it, then he was really shocked himself that how could he have accepted this person. So in any case, one day he said a lot of people were there to see what is his claim and what is his miracle. But it is mentioned clearly that if you ask a person that you are a Nabi, you claiming to be a prophet, so now show me some miracle, that also is haram. You must not even ask the person. There cannot be any Nabi after Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can the person ask somebody who is in kufr to show miracle? If he shows some magical trick and you get convinced, then what? Lots of magical tricks. Look at the magicians, how they conjure things. In any case, these people went there. So he had one handkerchief. These are rumals that they bring from Madina Sharif. So he had one like that in his hand. So he's making like that, like that, like that. As if he's chasing some flies or mosquitoes. So they asked him, what's this you are doing like this? He said, no, the Abdals of the world had come. So I was now dispatching them to the corners of the world. The Abdals of the world came to him. Dal like him, the Abdals came to him. So you get people like that, claiming prophet, but they are bogus. And for every shaitan, there will be followers. People say, how do they accept them? How do people accept shaitan? Satanism, how many people are following? So we must not think too much of ourselves and think we are too clever. Let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat. So the istiqbal and welcome was by all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. What an istiqbal. Everyone, pious, righteous, blessed with nubuwat. That's the kind of istiqbal. Not one amongst them, like how if we have to gather to welcome even the great waliullah of the time, if he's coming, arriving, and we have to be told that he will be arriving certain time at the airport and go and welcome him, then there will be so many amongst us who will be committing different kinds of sins and will be welcoming him. He may be great waliullah, but we'll have so many, there'll be in drugs, so many on drink, so many wine, so many women, so many porn sites, so many adultery and fornication and so much of other haram activities, and the person will be welcoming the waliullah. And in this welcome party, there was nobody except the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was put onto the musalla by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to show to them that he is Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa. Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that what was the first masjid that was built. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said Masjid al-Haram, sacred mosque, Makkah Mukarrama, Kaabatullah Sharif. First it was the Tajalli, thereafter the angels built it. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam built it. Hazrat Shish alayhi salatu wasalam, it carried on like that. Until Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaabatullah Sharif. And on that side, Masjid Aqsa, they also, one Nabi of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and one son, Dawud and Hazrat Sulaiman. So the one masjid was Baytullah Sharif, and that side was Masjid Aqsa. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asked what was the period of time between them, he said the period of time was 40 years. And in one Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that the Kaabatullah Sharif, it was 2000 years before the creation of the earth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created. The Masjid al-Haram, meaning the tajalli of Masjid al-Haram. Therefore we say we pray in the direction. That even if there's no walls, they will still pray in that direction. So there's all great detail to it. So there is some similarity between the two. Then again, Kaabatullah Sharif, just as it is our Qibla, then there was a period of time, about 16 to 17 months, after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam arrived in Madinah Tayyiba, that he faced Masjid al-Aqsa as per Allah Ta'ala's hukam, and made salat. Then there are so many other things that we can discuss about the two places. But we will just take in a little more and conclude for tonight. Allah Ta'ala farmate hain, Mehraj is liye karwa raha hoon, ke koi kisi basti aur shahar ka imam hai, mera Muhammad imamo ka imam hai, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means Allah Ta'ala wanted to show that you can have imams of different masajid. We can have imam of a small masjid, big masjid, jame masjid, different masajid. Even Imam of the Haram Sharif, Imam of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam of Masjid Aqsa, all are Imams in some way or the other. But here on that night of Miraj, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was showing to all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam that the Imamul Anbiya is Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel to kahi dafa aata hai, subhan uske liye hai jisko aaj bulaya gaya hai. Jibreel to rozana wahi lekar aata tha, kamal to isme hai ki na jaane wala jaye. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come on the earth. How many times he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? But this was the kamal that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is now going up for Mi'raj. معراج کی رات حضور کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے اللہ تعالیٰ نے پوچھا. Explaining. It's not exactly in this verse that Allah تعالیٰ asked. کہ محبوب تجھے کیا پسند ہے وہ آپ کو تحفہ دوں. فرمایا مجھے عبد ہی رہنے دے, مجھے تیری عبادت اور عبدیت میں مزہ آ رہا ہے. علیہ السلام, سبحان الذی اسرا ki abdihi, leave me an abd. Main abd reh jaun tu maabood reh jaye, main abid ban jaun tu maabood ban jaye. Ya Allah, main tera shukr guzar banda ho jaun tu mera rabb ghaffar ho jaye. Abdiyat, kamil abdiyat, perfect. Absolutely no wavering of any kind. Whatever is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam, to fulfill that hukam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, look at his life. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Every aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Because Allah Ta'ala wanted to make him the perfect example for mankind. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam rawana huwe to subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al masjid al haram ila al masjid al aqsa.
तो रवाना हुए तो सुबहान अल्लज़ी असरा बिअब्दिही, और वहां पहुंचे तो औहा इला अब्दिही मा औहा।
अल्लाह तबारक व तआला took him, he says, he took his abd by night. And then when he was there, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives him so much. فَأَوْحَا إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَا.
اور واپس آئے تو قیامت تک أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ,
referring to the tahiyyat. So when he came back with the namaz, and that discussion that took place where he presented, as I say, his credentials, they present. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. Inshallah we'll discuss further. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand the great status of Nabi Rifaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only just to pay lip service, muhabbat, but to truly be obedient to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ishq liman is there.
Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. My beloved Allah, Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, Most Forgiving Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey Rabbi Kareem, we are most ungrateful to you. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. What a great ni'mat you gave to us. What a great blessing. You made us in the ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, we are desirous of being in the ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have shown absolutely no gratitude for Allah. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day, of darkness, of night. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, the ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar aai kiya hai mustaba. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the difficulties. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destinations. Those who have passed away, fill the grave with noor, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous and healthy children. Those who have children, make them pious and righteous, my Allah. Bless us with rizq halal in abundance. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, especially the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of this world, the best of akhirah. When the time of our departure from this world comes, Ya Rabbi Kareem, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs, watching some haram or any kind of sin. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Makkah. اے میرے مولا ہم کمزور ہیں ضعیف ہیں ناتمام ہیں تیری رحمت کا ہم سہارا چاہتے ہیں مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے O my beloved Allah, garche pur khataye par kahan jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummi e karam aaya. Where else can we go, my beloved Allah? Allah, where else can we go? Which other door is there that we can? تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam picked for us. Bless the ummah with their goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitna, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with your qurb, marifat, yaqeen and muhabbat. With their taat and muhabbat. Of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.